Good morning, Miss Kelly.
Good morning, only Ms. Nicole, who would never walk away from this job in her own self-interest.
Really? We're still doing this.
You refuse to teach with me, so I refuse to speak to you.
Great. And how long do you plan to let this go on for?
Forever and always.
Sorry I'm late. No one out there knows how to drive in the first snowfall of the season.
Oh, hey. Miss Veronica? Come on, how long are you going to stay mad at me for capture the flag?
Until the end of time.
Can't all of us just be friends for one day? I just want everyone to be happy.
Breakfast time. Whoa, it is cold in here. What is the gossip for today? Or are you all still upset about my amazing victory in capture the flag?
Traitor!
Just show us the goods news.
We all know it's cereal. It's all he knows how to serve for breakfast.
No, easy on Mr. Casey. He's still learning how to cook, and he's doing a great job.
Yes, I decided to make up for my rocky start with all of you by making a decent meal today. I hope you like it.
Man, I hope it's cereal. I love cereal. I think my favorite is Lucky Charms. Only the marshmallows, obviously.
Wait! Do you smell that?
I finally figured out the oven, so I made French toast sticks.
Oh!
FTS!
Oh, these taste like heaven.
Heaven. I'm so glad there's still something that brings us together.
Preschool, this is Cup Podcast Series. Created by Mark Field. Produced by Cecilia Johansson and Jake Leibold. Season 1, Episode 5, Toddlers. Written by Mark Field.
Okay, plans for the day. We'll be light on kids due to the snowfall. Mr. Casey will be on breakfast, lunch, and bathrooms.
That doesn't seem very sanitary.
I wash my hands in between.
Mr. Pete, you're in ratio with Ms. Veronica again.
What? No way! You can't stick me with him.
I promise I won't stick you. Your body, your choice.
Be honest, Ms. Eileen, do I even have a co-teacher anymore? Or are you just going to keep giving me scraps?
Ms. Nicole, you'll be in preschool. Ms. Hillary will take over lead duties again.
So, should we all lock horns right here, right now?
Mom, please don't start this again. There's not enough caffeine in the world.
Does every one of you have an objection to your job that I let you keep right after playing a dangerous game around the center? Or is it just my imagination?
At least we didn't dunk a kid in the shark tank.
And that leaves Kelly with yet another leadership assignment this week.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
You will be alone in toddlers.
What?
Until I can hire two new teachers.
No!
Since they both quit this morning at the same time.
That's the second time this month.
So we were locked in a stalemate. I led a dangerous yet fun game of capture the flag with the staff. And she let a kid fall in the shark tank at the zoo. I promised not to tattle on her to licensing, and she promised to let me keep my job. But now, she sentences me to the fifth circle of hell and presents it like a promotion? She's tipping the scales. Teaching toddlers? She dunked me in the shark tank. And now I'm stuck here until she hires two new teachers who are not only qualified, but want to be there. That could take years. Come on, Eileen. You can't do this to me. Toddlers are the worst. Have Mr. Casey take over.
Aw, thanks for the love, but I have to make lunch. Plus, no one wants to work with toddlers.
I like toddlers. I'll do it, boss.
Oh, Mr. Pete, that's so sweet of you to offer, so let's do that. I'd rather work with Ms. Veronica, anyway.
And bizarrely enough, I'd take Ms. Kelly over Mr. Pete right now.
He's really great with toddlers. They have the same energy level and attention span as Mr. Pete.
What's that now?
We need someone with more experience to be in the most challenging classrooms by themselves. And that's Ms. Kelly.
But you can't. What about the winter gala? I need to practice with the kids. I'm the only one here who can get Imani to keep her hands out of her pants on stage.
I'll be taking that back over since the only person I can trust to pass responsibility onto is myself and my daughter. Little bonding experience.
Mom, how many times?
You can't put me in toddlers alone. I'll tattle on you to licensing. I'll do it. I'll call right now. Tell her all about your little incident at the zoo.
Well, then the moment Catherine shows up, This time, I'll know exactly who to fire.
Stupid Kelly! This is why you always play your cards close to your chest, so no one can call you on your bluff. I can't. No! Hey! Get out of that sink! Stop it! Give that back! Put that toy away! Wait, no, no! No, 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 no! Not the toilet! And where are your shoes? Walking Fate, this is not a racetrack!
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I hope Ava feels better soon. Okay. Bye.
Is one of the babies sick? Oh, come on, are we really going to sit around here all day not talking to each other?
Eileen, we need you down in infants for a minute.
I'll be right there.
Ugh, it's been like 2 hours of silence. It's been like this all week. You won't even acknowledge my catcher signals in softball. You just keep pitching fastballs at my face. At least tell me what's going on with Ava.
What's going on is that I've got kids getting sick because of you.
Me?
I couldn't keep things clean in here last week because you distracted me with your sensual ways and your big...
Well, Miss Veronica, I must say it's pretty rare for you to call for help.
Sorry to disappoint. Ava's mom just called. She's staying home today with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Shouldn't she have 2 hands and 2 feet?
That's the second one this week. We need to clean the heck out of this classroom and check all these kids for any spreading.
I think I would have noticed a missing foot on one of them.
I've got it handled. This place will be germ-free by the end of the day.
I'll go get some extra disinfectant. Let's just be sure to keep this between us so a certain Kelly Bergstrom can't use it against me.
Don't we have to put notices on all the classroom doors?
Not if we want to keep up enrollment. With our luck, we'll get a visit from Lysen Baines Catherine! You startled me.
Hello, Eileen.
Bergstrom.
Oh, Casey, thank God you're here. Help me change these diapers.
Oh, my, it is really not looking good in here.
It's only a small flood. I shut off the water supply line, so that sink is no longer a toy.
Seems a little unsanitary.
Managed to break through the rust with my bare hands. Sort of a mother lifting a car off her child kind of a situation.
I thought you had years of experience in this job.
Can you imagine this place if I didn't? This is a huge improvement from before.
I assume you have the same strength to turn the water back on for us to wash our hands after changing these diapers.
Oh, no. Those are stuck like that forever. Praise be.
Baby, yeah.
If it weren't for their obsession with Baby Shark, we'd have a bloodbath on our hands.
Yay!
So, now I can focus on how to get back to my classroom.
Why did Eileen put you in here anyway?
Oh, it's just our nature, real back and forth. You won't understand.
Oh, I think I get it. You're too valuable to fire, but she keeps holding you at arm's length for more responsibility, so you both constantly sabotage your working relationship with each other to prove your points.
Wow. You have a true gift.
Obviously. What I meant was, why would Eileen put you in here at the same time the licensing lady is here? It doesn't seem to be going very well.
Licensing is here? Today? But if Catherine is here, then Eileen is going to think I called her. And if Eileen thinks I called her, then she'll fire me. Which means the only way to show Eileen that it wasn't me is to prove to her that I want this job, but... somehow... getting these toddlers to listen to me!
Oh, Catherine, what brings you by today?
Just checking in on you like I said I would, like I always should.
You are a woman of your word. How could I forget that? So no one made a report this time?
Should a report have been made?
Of course not. I'll show you what a well-oiled machine this center is right after I check on Ms. Kelly. So why don't we...
You carry about your business. I have decided to do a spot check of the infant classroom for today.
Why don't we both stay here in infants together is what I was saying.
Not necessary. You can have full faith in me.
Mr. Pete, I need you to leave.
I'm fine with that.
You're going to run breaks.
You can count on me, boss. I've got the experience it takes.
Just break each teacher, starting at preschool, then toddlers, and then back to infants.
Blue Jays to crows to falcons. Got it. I won't let you down.
Rooms named after birds.
Oh, look at us. working side by side, just like the good old days.
My, how time distorts one's view of history. Let's begin.
So, have you told your mom about not wanting to teach anymore?
I keep trying to find a way to bring it up, but I'm afraid it'll go about as well as when I told Kelly the other day.
Is that what's going on between you and Kelly?
When it comes to personal life changes, the people around you only think about how it will impact their lives.
Hey, ladies. Eileen said to come in here and to break you. I didn't know if she meant physically or mentally.
You sub for us while we take a break.
Oh, that is a weight off my biceps.
I thought you were in the infant room today.
Oh, that scary lady is back to do a spot check in there, so Eileen said I should leave.
Great. Licensing is here. The perfect day to add more stress to my mother.
It's fine. She hired Casey to help out, and our room is always up to code now that Kelly is never here anymore. Hey, why don't you at least practice on Pete? He won't have any self-interest either way.
Fine. Mom, it's time for me to start a new chapter in my life. I don't want to be a teacher anymore.
Oh, what? That means your job is up for grabs? Yes, I gotta go ask Eileen if I have enough experience yet to take over. That'll impress Veronica.
No, Mr. Pete, stop. I haven't told my mom yet, so you have to keep it a secret.
Oh, fine. At least let me tell Jack the good news. Hey, Jack! Guess who's gonna be in charge of you every day?
This went well.
About as well as I predicted. It's not just about the job. I need to tell my mother something more important. And it's hard for me to share anything in my life with her when she doesn't listen or agree with me very much or do well with change. And the image of what she expects me to be is different than who I am, so...
What the crap, Mr. Casey? That took forever. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get these toddlers to sit at the table?
Well, I actually cook lunch today, so it's...
Spaghetti? You picked a day of all days to learn how to do your job and cook the messiest thing possible? Karma will come for you.
Baby Shark!
Yeah, okay, Baby Shark. Just keep serving them lunch so I can clean this room again in case Eileen comes in with the licensor.
I don't understand why Eileen doesn't trust you more with responsibility. Things seem to be going smoother in here.
She just feels threatened by how amazing I am, and she's embarrassed by how inferior her school and daughter are compared to me.
So, she once saw you as her protege, but you blazed your own trail that didn't live up to her expectations, and now she's passing it on to her daughter instead.
Why do you even ask the questions when you already figured out the answers?
Did you ever consider that maybe you were once her daughter figure?
No, because that's just... No, Eileen would never... That doesn't make any sense, because that would make her my mother figure, and I've never known my mother, so...
Ooh, I touched a nerve.
I have a mother, okay? Her name is Shelley, and she lives happily ever after in a cult with her second husband, Jerry, without me. It's fine. After she cheated on my dad with Jerry, she finally got pregnant with that son she always dreamt of. She always told me she wished the adoption agency sent her a boy instead of me. She's a real winner. Wasted a lot of my life trying to prove myself to her. Just as much as... Oh, Casey! God damn! Don't you need to deliver lunch to the other classes?
I would, but I'm trying to be more helpful to everyone today.
I don't need your help anymore. You said yourself things are running smoothly. By the end of the day, Eileen will have full faith in me, as she always should have.
Sure, sure, sure. So, when they finish ravaging the spaghetti with their faces, I'm sure you have a way to wash off their entire bodies.
The sinks. Are they even chewing?
Oh, okay. They're starting to stand up now.
Hold them back until I can get this water back on.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Hey, sit down. Oh, they're covered in marinara. No! Oh, sit! Wait. Oh, they're so slippery.
Stay clear of the teeth. Have them a bite.
Oh, Catherine, how long do you plan to stick around? It's already lunchtime.
That depends on how well you maintain ratio, feed the children, label and organize your bottles.
That's taken care of this time.
This time?
I clearly said every time.
Remind me of your name.
Veronica, infant's lead teacher.
Oh, yes, Veronica. I remember you now. Unique last name. Mrs.
Call me Mississippi and see what happens. As I respond... To my name. Oh, look, another counter to scrub.
I must say, I am quite surprised with how clean it is in here.
Idle hands do the devil's work.
And you know me, I expect nothing but the best.
Well, these infants seem to be happy and healthy, so maybe you do run this place up to standards some of the time, Eileen.
Of course we do. Well, we should get back to serving these infants their lunch, and I'm sure you have other child care centers to drop in on. I know I have a toddler teacher I need to check in with.
I suppose I should be going. But what are these little red splotches all over this baby's feet?
Oh! I'm so sorry, Catherine.
Oh, no! Spaghetti! It's all over you!
And the baby! Oh, little red splotches everywhere. Why don't you get cleaned up in the employee bathroom?
Miss Hillary, if you just tell her, I'm sure she'll understand. She just wants you to be as happy as I want you to be. Ah! Lamb of God, Mr. Casey! Oh, you look like you're covered in blood!
Okay, I just delivered spaghetti to toddlers, so the fact that I look better than Carrie at the end of prom is an accomplishment.
You made spaghetti. You got what you deserved. Clean up, Blue Jays.
What are we talking about in here? Break up with your ex? Hey, little tip, don't tell her that you're searching for happiness by breaking up with her. I tried that one with one of my ex-boyfriends. It didn't go so well. Hi. Oh, my. Hey, listen, Kevin, the old me liked that you were full of surprises, but the new me finds happiness in socially acceptable facial hairstyles. Oh, look at that. My bags are still packed and in the cab. Back to the airport, please. I had to move away from New York as fast as I could for the third time.
No, it's not a breakup. This is about telling my mother that I'm not who she wants me to be.
Oh, pour me the juice.
Miss Hillary is just trying to tell her mom that she doesn't want to teach anymore.
That sounds worse than my three breakups with Kevin combined.
Wait a minute, Mr. Casey. Your story has me thinking. Miss Hillary, what if you treated this less like a breakup with your mother and more like sharing a new you?
Not a bad idea. What is the new you find happiness in?
It's just that I don't know what to tell them. I feel like I'm continuously redefining who I am, and I don't even know how to share that. Maybe Nicole would understand. She seems to want me to be happy, no matter who I am.
Hey, Miss... Oh, God!
Shh,
oh,
Mr.
there's
P.
blood everywhere!
Shh, quiet.
Oh, they're all dead?
It's just spaghetti sauce, and they're napping. Dear God, don't wake them.
Oh, whew. Okay. It looked like a murder of crows, and... Anyway, I'm here to give you a break.
But this is a break. They're all quiet and motionless on their cots, and Baby Shark finally stopped running through my head. Yeah, there it is again.
Great song, tops on my playlist.
I'm not taking a break today. I'm working around the clock to show Eileen that I'm worthy of her trust.
Oh, I have the same goal. What can I do to help?
Well, great. Use your attractive muscles to turn those valves under the sink to get the water back on.
Done.
Whoa, that was fast. I loosened it, but...
What's next?
Turn the water on and start cleaning the spaghetti sauce.
On it.
I need to get this classroom in order before these monsters wake up and destroy it again. And then destroy each other. And then ask me to play Baby Shark over their remains.
Spaghetti spill bar us a few minutes before Catherine gets back. You sure know how to use the unexpected to your advantage.
Sorry for the mess. My father always said, if you never take risks, you'll never know what you can get away with.
Are you kidding? Seeing Catherine walk out of here covered in spaghetti is my favorite memory of her.
I feel like there's more of a story there.
Oh, we have a long history together. She's had it out for me since we met, no matter how much I try to prove her wrong. We can't let her see any more rashes.
Oh. I've got it covered. We'll do an art activity. Tempera paint will stain human skin for days.
That'll take us to the end of the day. But I don't want her to come back again. We need to keep this disease from spreading.
Easy. We just strap them into every high chair, bouncer, and swing we have and spread them away from each other around the classroom.
Some good old-fashioned social distancing.
Can you do both at once before Catherine gets in here?
Stand back and watch me fly.
out to get her. No, I'm just here to do my job, which so happens to be checking in on her like I do with everyone else. Just because she was once my student teacher does not mean I'm out to get her. Just expect her to always be prepared. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to trudge through 6 inches of snow to retrieve an extra blazer and blouse from my car.
Whew. Okay, finished cleaning.
Wow, thanks, Mr. Pete. You are a man on a mission today.
Yeah, I want to show Eileen that I can take Hillary's place in preschool after she tells her mom that she doesn't want to teach anymore. And shoot. Pretend I didn't just tell you that secret.
Oh, my God. I never thought about the benefit to Hillary leaving. I get to work with you every day.
Oh, that'd be so fun to be with you.
This is great. We let Hillary go, prove ourselves to Eileen, and then work in preschool and fall in labor together.
Well, sounds easy enough. I mean, what's the plan?
We put on the best winter gala the families of Early Birds Childcare Education Center have ever seen. Here's what we do. It's simple. Pete takes over the preschool practice from Hillary to impress Eileen, and I follow close behind. I just need one triumphant action that will convince Eileen to not only let me keep my job, but also put me back in charge of preschool and the winter gala. Ask yourself, what's the one thing that will keep this classroom clean and let these toddlers burn off all their energy that no other toddler teacher voluntarily attempts to accomplish? That's right. I'm going to put these toddlers in their snow gear and bring them outside to play. Hey, get back here! Hats go on heads, not toilets! Oh. Oh, no! We just put that boot back on! Leave your coat on or I'll zip it on backwards! Get out of that!
What is taking Catherine so long to come back? You don't suppose she's checking on other classrooms, do you? Rifling through my office?
Okay, slow down.
Oh, God, what if she decides to verify our monthly fire drill log?
We're supposed to do fire drills?
I need to go check on her. Make sure she's seeing only the good things. Like my color-coded binder of incident reports. She loves a good write-up as much as me.
Go ahead. I've got things handled here on my own. I'll call Pete down to cover for you in ratio.
All right, Catherine. Time to show you what I'm really made of.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call Pete.
What else? Shout him out.
A bus driver.
A hair cutter.
A firefighter.
Yes. Okay, keep it coming.
A Princess Spider-Man.
Okay, not a job, but I love the energy. Any other ideas of what Miss Hillary can do when she grows up? Come on, there are no bad ideas. Yes. Jackson.
Miss Hillary could be a dump truck.
I stand corrected.
Okay, I think we've had enough. Thank you, preschoolers, but why don't you just go free play?
Oh, we're just getting some good ideas.
Thanks for trying, but none of them fit me. Let's just get back to the way things were.
This is about more than teaching, isn't it?
I'm not a princess, and I'm not Spider-Man. I never have been. And growing up, everyone always says that princesses are for girls and Spider-Man is for boys.
And you wished you could wear or play with whatever you wanted?
I always knew that none of these toys or clothes were ever made for me.
Oh, I get it. This is new to me. But it doesn't change how I feel about you. I just want you to be happy.
Thanks, Nicole.
Give me a hug.
Oh, my. Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly.
Oh, Mr. Casey, hi. What? It's just a pile of unlabeled mittens. I couldn't get them outside.
Okay, yeah. You seem a little out of it. What are you even staring at?
No, it's okay. The flood is kind of like a slip and slide situation now, so it keeps them entertained.
Okay, yeah, not what I was asking. Why are you laying on the floor?
Will you sign these incident reports?
There's a serial biter on the loose. Watch your ankles, because no one is safe.
I'm pretty sure Eileen is supposed to sign her.
Eileen? I can't face Eileen. How can I ever prove myself worthy of not being fired?
I mean, you could start by putting your shoes back on.
All hope is lost.
They're just shoelaces.
I tried. I tried everything. I did the best I could, but they broke me.
Basic. Baby Shark.
No, no, not again. Anything but Baby Shark. I can't take it. I can't take it. No. You slapped me.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I didn't know what else to do. See, kids? Look how sad Miss Kelly is. That's why hands are not for hitting. So now, let's sing along to...
Baby Shark!
Baby Shark, Baby Shark.
Oh, Catherine. You clean up nice.
Is there a reason you are standing outside the bathroom?
Just coming to complete my daily cleaning routine.
By leaving your lead teacher out of ratio.
Of course not. Mr. Pete is there.
Well, I'll be on my way back then.
Oh, let me walk with you.
Weren't you going to clean the bathroom?
Not unless you covered the walls, too. In spaghetti sauce, that is.
Okay, Miss Veronica.
Oh, not again.
Stop. They're fine.
Everywhere.
It's just paint. It's just red paint.
It's everywhere. Oh,
things got a little out of hand with our art project. It's hard to control 8 babies with paint when they're spread so far apart from each other.
Everything is so red.
It's disguising their rashes.
Where did Eileen go?
She went to go spy on the licensor. Just help me clean this mess before they both come back.
Lysan beans? What happened in here?
Mississippi. Oh, my Lanta.
It was Pete. He made this mess.
What?
Bergstrom. Kelly has threatened the reputation of this school for the last time by calling licensing. She embarrassed me in front of my old mentor. She is going to need some kind of divine intervention to keep her job. Ms. Kelly, you better...
Ms. Eileen, I'm glad you're here. Check this out. It's the newest addition to our winter gala.
Mommy, sir.
They're all standing together in rows with their hands to themselves.
They really like Baby Shark.
Think of the happy families we'll have, the reputation we'll build, the added enrollment you'll get.
You did this?
Showing you that I deserve the winter gala back. I didn't spend $80,000 on a music degree for nothing.
I like to think I helped.
Miss Eileen, you left so fast. Oh my. Look at these toddlers. This classroom is the best toddler room I've ever seen in my district.
I'm sorry?
Anyway, I wanted to find you on my way out and let you know that despite the spaghetti spill, your infant room operated well today.
I'm sorry?
The babies seem to really enjoy the art project. It's nice to see you finally breaking the mold.
I'm sorry?
Okay, now.
The best toddler room in Catherine's district. I think I'll take my classroom back, too.
Where are your shoes?
Okay. Stop.
Jacob, pay attention. It's L-M-N-O-P, not elephants will pee. Let's try again. A, B, C, D.
These kids can't even sing the most basic preschool song. Let's just give up.
Come on now. We need to practice sometime. The winter gala is coming up in a few weeks.
My mother won't let me forget. I would do anything to get out of this.
Hey, Blue Jays. Kelly told me to come in and take over so we can put on the best winter gala in the whole wide world. Is it gala or gala? No, gala. Gala.
Yes. The answer to my prayers.
Look who's back!
Oh, thank God.
Elemental P.
This episode of Preschool was directed by Mark Phelan and Lisa Helmy Johansson, with writing help from Elise Porter, Ziginfante, and Rivka Reyes, and editing by Adam and Bethany Sharp.
Fantastic!
Toddlers, starring Jennifer Barnhart as Veronica, Stacia Fernandez as Eileen, Lisa Helmy Johansson as Kelly, Mark Leviser as Pete, Rivka Reyes as Hillary, and Anita Welch as Nicole.
Is it neat or are they hilarious?
Guest starring Anthony Chapman as Casey and L. Morgan Lee as Catherine.
Voices of children by Kai, Atlas, Zoe, and me, Ira. And Arlo?
Hey, that's my brother.
Music by Lars Eric Larson and Lisa Helmy Johansson. And sound design by Mark Phelan and Jake Leibold. This podcast was developed by our showrunner, Lisa Helmy Johansson.
Are you here, guys?
Yeah, you stay there, Arlo.
Thanks for listening to episode 5. For those of you who have given us ratings and reviews, awesome. Thank you so much. What we most need now is for you to tell your friends and family to listen to our podcast. We are independent producers with $0 for advertising, so word of mouth is extremely important. Share it with everyone you can. Your best friend, your local barista, Uber driver, whoever. Share it loud and proud. Check out the season finale where guest stars Jonathan Christopher, Marcus Choi, and Amanda Carlson and the preschool staff try to survive while waiting for the kids' winter gala performance.